The world is run by the man.
Who?
The man. Oh, you don't know the man? Oh, well, he's everywhere.
A lot of women are turned on by a masculine, earthy quality.
Whatever you do, don't tell her you don't drink. She'll think you're a boy scout.
What kind of man are you? What kind of man are you?
That's just one of the questions we've asked this summer while exploring the definition of masculinity. Today, the subject is food and the notion that real men eat meat. According to advertisers, they crave steak and burgers. Here's a Burger King commercial from just a few years ago.
I am man, hear me roar. The number's too big to ignore. And I'm way too hungry to settle for chick food.
Chick food, meaning foods that are marketed almost exclusively to women. Salad, yogurt, cupcakes. Well, it's not just Madison Avenue. NPR's Netta Ulaby has a look at how men are stereotyped by what they like to eat.
The guests at this barbecue in Brooklyn are a bunch of really manly guys.
Round two, gentlemen.
Semi-professional athletes, mostly, and seriously built.
Do any of you guys have, like, competitions or races or anything coming up, or fights?
I do.
These guys all share something else in common besides feats of strength.
My name is Giacomo Marchesi. My path to veganism was actually based on performance. I am a bodybuilder.
I'm Dominic Thompson. I am a triathlete, and I'm a vegan. I'm proud of it.
These manly, muscly men do not consume any animal products. No meat, fish, dairy, eggs, ever. And for that, they get teased, even sometimes mocked.
You had a vegan women in the community that don't have the same pushback.
Thompson says veganism tends to get associated with wimpy female stereotypes.
Everyone always thinks vegans are weak, skinny, frail, pale. I get people that think you like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Who, by the way, is no longer vegan. Also unlike Gwyneth Paltrow, Thompson grew up in a rough Chicago housing project. The kind of kid who, when he saw people picking on stray dogs or cats, would rush in to save them.
It's nothing more cowardly to me, taking advantage of something that's defenseless.
Today, he's the guy who checks labels to avoid leather, wool, and products tested on animals.
To me, compassion is the new cool.
Let's meet the host of this all-male vegan barbecue. Tall, elegant Joshua Catcher runs a website called The Discerning Brute. It's a lifestyle guide for vegan men. Catcher also designs very expensive vegan menswear. It's caught the attention of men's magazines like GQ and Esquire. But Catcher challenges society's prevailing notions of manhood.
Mainstream masculinity is a roadblock to sustainability.
Catcher thinks in an era of climate change and environmental destruction, masculinity should be reframed as protecting the planet, not dominating it. Since he stopped eating or using products that hurt animals, he says he's been made to feel unmanly.
Absolutely. It's considered just a sign of weakness to other men, like, oh, you've left the club.
There's actually been a tradition of leaving the club that dates back in this country for more than 100 years, says Pomona College professor Kila Wazana Tompkins.
One particular group of radical food thinkers advocated a kind of manliness based on vegetarianism.
Including Sylvester Graham, after whom the graham crackers named, and Bronson Alcott, father of Louisa May Alcott, who wrote Little Women. He was vegan, and for him that was part of his advocacy against slavery and for women's rights. Although according to his daughter, Alcott never bothered to do any cooking. Professor Tompkins is, like me, a meat eater, but she finds something very masculine about following a vegan diet.
It's a total control, right, of the body.
There's something hardcore about veganism that appeals to a certain type of guy. According to a recent Harris poll, more women are vegetarian than men, but more men are vegan. John Joseph of the punk band The Cro-Mags has been vegan for more than 30 years. Joseph's also written a book called Meat is for, well, we have to say, wussies. The real title's too hardcore for public radio.
You know, I come from jails and gyms where, you know, guys were eating Alpo burgers because the dudes were like, if it's good enough for my pit bull, it's going to give me more strength and energy.
Back in Brooklyn, the Grillmeister is not flipping Alpo burgers.
So these are our beet burgers.
That's right, beets, for their pleasingly pinkish color, says Dan Strong. He's a professional vegan chef who trained in some fancy New York kitchens.
I was mostly a butcher.
but strong, met a beautiful vegan at the restaurant where he worked and converted to impress her. Because he went hardcore vegan without a mushy, transitional vegetarian phase, where he still got to eat eggs and dairy, Strong gained grudging respect, he says, from the other meat cutters and macho chefs.
I actually got made fun of more about the fact that I didn't have tattoos.
Being vegan has made Strong think a lot about how American men are not encouraged to show feelings. Caring passionately and openly about animals and the planet is for him a powerful expression of manhood.
I mean, there's an illusion that manhood is like this confidence that is exuded at all times. Veganism is that kind of confidence. It really is. It's a choice that we make consciously, that we live actively, that guides us in our lives. I can't think of anything really more manly than that.
As the barbecue winds down, the men have decided to pursue maybe the ultimate in masculinity, hunting.
I don't know if you guys are into wild foraged mushrooms, but I'm all about going out there and picking up.
They don't stand a chance.
From the new frontier of food and masculinity, this is Netta Ulibi, NPR News.